So, Amy, I have to inform you of something.
I did have one question. I bet this is related.
You were fired on the last episode.
Because you moved the recording date to a date that we were scheduled off.
I did not do that.
Yes, you all did.
That date was put on the calendar in December.
You are wrong.
I am correct.
It was originally the following weekend, and you moved it for Chelsea's anniversary.
In December.
And I said to you all, I already have a trip planned that weekend. Don't fire me.
Maybe don't.
And you said,
schedule trips
you said,
in December.
We won't. And so while I was on the trip,
I thought, say that in recordings?
No.
Yeah. And so there's no evidence.
Was on the trip, I thought, they promised they wouldn't fire me, and I guarantee they fired me, but I was just following the company calendar. Is there a rule book?
An employee handbook?
No, but the book that tells
code
you the policies.
Oh, yeah. That's the standard operating procedures.
Right. Are there procedures at our podcast company about timing of when the calendar can change? I didn't see that in our guidelines.
It's in my head. I'll inform you of what the rules are.
You'll let me know.
I'll let you know.
Did you notice that we moved the date to today from next week? And I just said yes because I was scared to make two mistakes.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do this today.
Yeah. Well, and now you're here. So I've hired you back.
Thank you.
You're
just
welcome.
For today because
for
Chelsea's
today.
Not here.
Because Chelsea's not here.
Okay. That's fair. That's what I'll take.
She put in her request well in advance.
Did she?
Yeah.
Because I think you would not have scheduled a podcast on a day she was on a trip.
I scheduled it for April 9th originally.
Uh-huh.
And remember back in October when she told us she couldn't go to Italy with us?
Mm-hmm.
It's because of her trip on April 9th.
Oh, so you approved it being a table for two?
Yeah. Six months ago.
Seems like there's some favoritism going on here at work. Okay. Hey, Basics, it's Amy.
It's Travis.
And we're the Basic Brunch Cast.
Table for two.
Table for two.
Just me and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea is somewhere.
Chelsea's not here.
Yeah. Well, because we were supposed to record on the 9th when she was in Colorado.
And she's about to be in Colorado.
Yeah. But then we decided that we needed to move from the 9th to the 2nd.
Yes.
Because we are going to be too busy.
Way too busy. Way too busy.
And because we're going to Italy.
And I don't know about you, but I'm certainly not ready to leave in 10 days.
No, I've not done anything that's required.
Because somehow...
Where's my passport?
Okay, that's a different level of not ready.
I think it's in my bag.
Okay, please check.
I'll check.
Yes. I feel like I've romanticized the idea of our trip to create me as a different person. Like, we're
yes.
going to Europe, so I'm going to be European and so fun and so
yeah.
trendy. So I think I'm going to be a different person as soon as I arrive. Well, I'm going to be me still.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to become some fake version of me. So I've decided I need all of these cute clothes that will be probably not even cute when I get over there and find out they don't fit the
yeah.
look I think I'm creating.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit panicked trying to put together these random outfits I've created in my mind.
I did try to do some fashion research for us.
Okay.
I'm having difficulties. So I think the world in general is experiencing the same issue we're experiencing in America.
Okay.
Where no one knows what the trends are.
Okay. So we're not going to be very off trend and they're all aware of something that we can't
I don't
match.
Think so. Because I think they are having just the same type of trend
okay,
crisis
good.
As we are.
Good. Because we don't have enough time for me to order that many more things to arrive before we go.
Yeah.
Does Amazon deliver to Italy?
Yes, hopefully. We'll just do that. We'll have it Amazon delivered there.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because between like us, Brazil and Italy
mm-hmm.
and China, mm-hmm. like we all four like just fell apart during
right.
the pandemic.
Right.
So luckily we're going to Italy, another country that fell apart.
Oh, okay. Right. They did.
So,
kind of one of the originals.
Yeah. Yeah. The OGs.
Yeah. The OGs.
A falling apart.
COVID.
And so they don't have any trends. Right
okay,
now.
Good. So at least I won't be off trend.
Yeah.
Because there is no trend.
That I can find.
Okay.
Well, and I have Googled a lot.
I appreciate that, but I don't normally worry about packing. I pack in moments. I pack exactly the number of outfits I need, but it's something about a small suitcase
yeah.
and a fake person I'm trying to become that's stressing me out a little bit for this trip.
I thought about watching Under the Tuscan Sun again.
Oh, for inspiration.
And then just kind of dress like that. I mean, I know that's like circa 2003,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like some of those clothes are probably coming back anyway.
That is kind of the era that's back.
So I feel like I could watch that mm-hmm. and then just kind of like Diane Lane it up, but a little younger. Cause I think she was like in her 40s.
But we have like 10 days. Do you think you can watch that and then acquire those outfits?
Yeah. I feel like one of the outfits is like a man's white button up shirt, mm-hmm. a little oversized mm-hmm. with like a pair of like kind of medium wash jeans.
Okay.
I don't know exactly what that's for, but mm-hmm. I feel like that could be an outfit.
Okay, I like that.
So we could raid our husband's closets for the shirt.
That seems doable.
And then because just wear our jeans that we already own.
I haven't been able to find cute clothes at actual stores, so perhaps our closets would be a good place to shop.
Good store. I did try to look through the clothes I haven't worn in years that are just sitting in the back of the closet.
Okay.
They're in the back of the closet
for a reason. Yeah.
So those aren't options.
I said to myself, Amy, you're being so dramatic. You have cute clothes in your closet. If you don't find new things to take, you'll wear cute clothes from your closet. Okay, fine. So today, I start looking for an outfit. The weather today is similar to what the weather will be on our trip. Kind of that weird, you can't wear a sweater because if it gets hot, you'll be miserable. But can't go into summer because you'll be cold and freezing. Miserable. So lots of miserable ranges. So you need that middle outfit.
Yeah.
And what I realized today is I can't shop my closet because I have the worst closet ever. Yeah, everything I own probably needs to go far, far away.
Yeah.
To be made into quilts or something for a dog shelter.
Somewhere
really far away from anybody having to wear it.
Yeah, exactly. Take this to the next animal rescue and use it for their bed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not feeling promising.
Yeah.
So I can't guarantee that Travis and I will be in a lot of pictures together on this trip because he's probably going to airbrush me right out with the outfits I show up in.
Or we're going to have like one outfit between the two of us that we both like a lot.
Oh, we need to wear it the same day so we can look really good in one day of photos.
Exactly. So I'll be like, here, you take the picture. Let's go change in the bathroom. Then I'll take the picture and then I'll edit us together.
And then what we'll say, we're in the same outfit in the picture. And what we'll say is we were just living so in the moment. Yeah. We forgot to take pictures because we were just experiencing so hard.
Yeah. We're the new type of millennial who lives in the moment and doesn't need a picture.
We forgot to take pictures.
Yeah.
Don't look at my phone.
Don't look at my phone.
Yeah. It's just all pizza.
It's good. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
I will be eating a lot there.
Yeah.
So no matter what I take, I'm probably just going to need some of those sweater blankets wrapped around me anyways. So.
Well, and I have a little bodysuit to help suck it all in so that I can wear my little cute shirts and not feel like pasta fat.
But doesn't that hold you back from eating? Because the only times I've ever worn things that suck in your self-existence, I can't eat as much because then it pushes on my stomach and it's hard to eat. Then I can't enjoy myself.
That's the point, Amy.
Oh, so you're not going to eat?
No, I'm going to eat. But I don't eat that way anyway. Like even in a normal setting, I take a couple bites and then I'm good to go.
That's true.
And then a couple hours later, I want some more bites. And then a couple hours later, I want some more
bites. You don't just sit down and have a went crazy on it meal. That's true.
No, no.
That's true.
And I've just never eaten that way.
Yeah.
And I used to get in trouble for it as a child.
That's not the right way to
raise
children about food, we've since learned.
They've been since evolved, hopefully most parents have.
I hope so.
To realize that's not how you can get kids to eat.
The clear your plate methodology is terrible, not where it's
actually. From two people who don't have kids.
Yeah, we wanted to let you know.
But read a lot of articles.
How we've read to raise your children. Yeah, in theory, that's the way.
Yeah.
In practice, we don't give advice for in practice. Yeah, we don't judge. We're just giving
advice. We're just giving advice from
books,
articles and books.
Yes.
Perfect. Wonderful.
Parents love that, I think.
They do.
They love when people without kids say what they would do.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's super helpful.
I always think about it in this way of fact, though. I have had a couple people who've said, well, you don't have kids. You don't get a say. But I was a kid. And we all were. Fun fact, everyone's been a child. And you can remember your childhood. Well, some people, not Amy. And you can remember the things that were hurtful or unkind
that's
or didn't feel good.
Sticks with you.
So you are actually not giving advice on like how I would raise a child, but just like these were things that were done to me and they were hurtful.
And maybe everyone didn't have that same experience. So
they
you're
don't
just
know.
Passing along your experience.
That my experience was traumatic in this area. And I'm telling you so that you know, maybe because you didn't experience it. So you don't even know that you're traumatizing
your
child.
You must have had a perfect childhood. Let me tell you a few things.
Let me tell you a few things. Yeah, let's go back in time. We'll trade.
Oh, no. Nobody would ever choose a trade with anyone else's history, I don't think.
No.
So another thing I'm doing for this trip is I'm using Rover for the first time. So I'm using the Rover. I think you use it where you take your dogs to someone.
Yeah.
And I'm using it where someone stays at your house.
Yeah.
So someone is coming over to stay with Roxy. I already had my in-house meet and greet. Went Wonderful. Really well. I'm really looking forward to it. But it was kind of funny in my mind thinking about it because it reminded me of back in the day when Uber came out and we were like, well, I'm never getting in some random person's car who just drives me places. That is so creepy. And now I'm like, hi, Uber. Hi, can you drive me down the street? Hi, can you also bring me some French fries? So now with Rover, I'm like, I'm not just going to find some girl on an app who comes and sleeps at my house yeah. and lives in my house and walks my dog while I'm away. That's so... No, actually, that's great. I'm going to do that forever. Love that. And now yeah. I'm not sure why I used to put my dog in a kennel when someone would just come sleep at my house.
Yeah, and take care of
it. But it's weird how things evolve and
yeah.
you feel like they're so weird until you use them. And then you're like, I'm sorry. Sorry, universe. I was just not embracing.
Are you going to set up the upstairs room for her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little loft. Loft area for the yes. dog sitter.
Yes, and she works from home, so she'll be with Roxy a lot.
Delightful.
Roxy will
she
be
can use your little work setting and everything.
She's gonna love it so much.
She's gonna be very thankful.
Yes, she's gonna love this. Yeah. Maybe she'll just move in and care for us full time.
Yeah. She's gonna become like your nurse as well.
We've been looking for this.
It's perfect timing. This is gonna be old news by the time this episode comes out, but I did want to mention something that happened last week that I thought was really delightful in the news.
Okay. Did you just say delightful in the news?
Delightful in the news. And there was accompanying things that were not delightful. We're not talking about those here on this podcast today, but I don't know if you watched the Oscars or not.
I watched part of the Oscars.
Okay, yes. I enjoyed the majority of them, the majority of it. And I think people who won deserved to win.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of really good winners
right.
and that were really exciting. But there was a part of the night that I thought was particularly wonderful and pleasant.
Okay.
And it was at the end when Lady Gaga and Liza Minnelli Aww. Came out on stage. And I saw a few people that I know posting things like, oh, Liza was sick and the Academy took advantage of her name and like made her go out there. And I was like, okay, but what? And I, as I do sometimes on my Facebook where I right. put my political posts, our Facebook, I did write my little own two cents about it. And I thought it was actually really beautiful. It made me think of like, we're all capable of the kindness that Lady Gaga showed Liza Minnelli.
And that she's shown Tony Bennett.
Yeah,
is she just
exactly.
this little ray of sunshine. Love
yeah.
for people
exactly.
as they, is she, I mean, she's amazing.
Yeah. And she didn't.
It's so genuine.
Take away any of the shine that Liza Minnelli was getting. Like, she got a standing ovation
right.
at the Academy Awards for just coming out on stage to present.
And like, it wasn't like Lady Gaga was looking to prove that they
exactly.
had a strong relationship
Nothing.
Or to validate who she was. No,
no.
She genuinely was caring for her.
Yeah. And I truly believe the last little piece of it, I think that was a hot mic situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think she thought the mics were off. Because she said, I got you.
Uh-huh.
And then Liza Minnelli said, I know.
That
and
was
like,
so sweet.
I truly don't think Gaga said that
right.
thinking the mics are going to pick
right.
this up. I think she thought, oh, we're done now. And
right.
I'm just letting her know
right.
I can take us through
yeah.
the rest of this. And the mic picked it up. And
that
I'm
was
like,
so sweet.
It was so sweet. It was so kind. It was so genuine. And one of the things I really thought of is I guess some people don't realize like who Liza Minnelli is as far as Hollywood is
mm-hmm.
concerned. Like her mother was Judy Garland.
Right.
Like you grew up in the shadow of one of the most iconic women in Hollywood history.
And then you've been an icon
yeah.
your entire existence.
You became one on your own. Not only, you mm-hmm. know, and yes, while her upbringing was privileged and she had a little bit of a head start by having that as a, mm-hmm. having Judy Garland's mother, she also had a kind of a, not a head start in the fact of like, Judy Garland was a very troubled person.
Right.
With a lot of problems, drug problems, drinking problems.
She didn't have a fairy tale upbringing just
exactly.
because she
just
had
because
fame,
she,
and
just fame and access to fame.
Money and fame.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, that's trauma for as a child.
Right.
Judy had her own problems for her own reasons.
Because to her, that was her mom. It
exactly.
wasn't.
Judy did traumatize her children, mm-hmm. particularly Liza. And Liza still overcame that trauma and became this other icon out of her mother's own shadow and became her own icon in her own right. And I just thought it was so beautiful to watch like everybody stand and
mm-hmm.
appreciate that and like give
sweet.
Her the credit that I think she's been due as far as like from a Hollywood perspective. And to watch Gaga's interaction with her, I was just like, this is very wholesome. Like
right.
this actually
this
just feels
good.
Really good. And nothing ever feels good like
and
this.
Exactly. After everything crazy with COVID and politics
yeah.
and everything and the war, every time you see something wholesome, it just you just notice it more. Right? It stands out. You're like, something good.
Yeah.
This feels amazing. And I think those moments you just let pass before.
Exactly. So if you somehow don't know this happened, you didn't know the Oscars happened, I don't know how you wouldn't.
Yeah, come out of your shell. Yeah.
But if you didn't and you didn't see the Gaga Minnelli part, then you should look it up. It felt very real. Nothing about it felt staged or fake. It just felt like truly a person caring about another person and giving them their opportunity to shine. And I even said in my post, I was like, and to get a standing ovation when you walk out on stage with Gaga.
Right.
The standing ovation was not for Lady Gaga. It was for Liza Minnelli. Right. Like, it's not very many people who get the standing ovation immediate when they walk respect. Out with Lady Gaga. It's a rare person who that you can know, oh, that's for me, not for her.
Yeah.
This other famous person standing beside me. So it made me smile. It was one of the only things in the last few weeks that I was just like, this is a genuinely happy thing.
Well, I'm happy you had a smile in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
That's good.
Work's been hard. It's fine.
Okay.
It's all right.
Well,
it's
one smile is good.
Yeah.
Have you started watching less dark TV shows like we recommend it? Or are you still on the dark TV path?
I started watching The Thing About Pam.
What's that?
With Renee Zellweger. It's not any less dark.
Oh, okay.
It's based off of a Dateline episode.
Okay.
And a Dateline podcast.
It's real?
Yeah. And it is so good.
What is it about?
It's only going to be 6 episodes. It's a limited series.
Can you give me a mini?
Yes.
Amount of information?
It's about Pam.
Okay, bye.
For real. It's about a woman named Pam. Mm. And she is the next door neighbor to a woman named Betsy.
Okay.
Betsy has terminal cancer and is going to die.
Okay.
4 days before she dies, she changes her insurance beneficiary to Pam. Her quote unquote best friend. And then Betsy gets murdered.
Oh my gosh.
Stabbed 52 times.
Oh my gosh.
Postmortem. And then they, of course, blame the husband. The trial is a sham. A sham of a trial.
Is it a small town?
Small town.
Okay.
The judge knows the district attorney. Mm-hmm. They're best friends from high school. So a sham thing. He gets sentenced. A few years goes by. And his lawyer, who does not live in the small town, is from somewhere else, appeals, finally gets heard. And then it's about Pam.
Oh my gosh.
So we find out things
about
Pam.
That sounds dark, but engaging.
Very engaging. Even Brian's watching it with me.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I can't usually get him to watch a weekly show.
You're watching episode by episode. It only comes out one at a time.
One at a time. There's 6 episodes. 4 have already come out. So that's, there's just 2 more left.
It's hard when they do that. I don't know why shows still do that. It's so cruel.
It's because it's network TV. I think it's NBC. Is that what Dateline's on? NBC? I think so. So it's NBC.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. Shockingly good.
Tried to watch SNL last night. I thought it was Saturday and it was Friday.
It comes out tonight, right? Tonight, yeah, they're finally back. One. Okay.
So I was like, a new SNL.
Yeah.
And so then Ty's like, it didn't record. That's so weird. About 2 minutes later, we're like, well, that's because
it's Friday.
Late night TV's on because it's Friday.
Friday. Yeah.
It's just these weeks are so blurry, you know?
Friday Night Live. I had a dream last night that Kate McKinnon quit.
Who is leaving? Oh, Michael Che is leaving Weekend Update.
What?
And I read that last week, and they don't know if that means he's going to leave the show or just Weekend Update, but I really like them on Weekend Update.
I do too.
So I got sad. Anytime Weekend Update changes, I get sad because I love every iteration of it.
I do too, but it takes like a good little while to the new iteration. Like each time I've become obsessed with it.
What about if Colin Jost is leaving too? Because there were rumors about him.
Yeah.
Stepping away, so I don't know.
Well, if my dream comes true, Kate McKinnon is quitting as well.
Or maybe she's going to go on Weekend Update.
Yeah, maybe. That would be great.
But
I'm just going to let you know. It might have been a premonition.
Had a feeling.
Yeah.
Because now they do get to do a lot more than just be on SNL. I think that they've loosened up what they're allowed to do. Mm-hmm. So it's easier for them to stay, which I think is because otherwise it's like, do you want to be on SNL or do you want to potentially be a moving star?
Yeah.
And now they can do both.
Yeah.
So I hope Kate McKinnon stays because
she's hilarious.
Amazing.
She is amazing. And you know, one of the things I really love about her lately is, so there used to be this gay sketch show on Logo TV, which is a gay channel.
Okay.
And she was on that. And I can't remember. I think it was called The Big Gay Sketch Show or something like that. And her characters on there were always really probably the funniest ones. It obviously was not watched by very many people.
Right.
But I always thought she was really funny. And when she finally got on SNL, I was like, oh, this is exciting.
Right.
You know, like a very out lesbian.
Right.
And then she became very not closeted, but very like not talking
very quiet
about
her personal life. Yeah.
And in the last year or two, and I think it's with everything going on in the country, she's much more like, well, I'm a lesbian.
Right. And we will absolutely not get into depressing politics, but she did a phenomenal job on Weekend Update about the Don't Say Gay bill.
Exactly. Yeah.
She just hit everything perfectly.
And I've just been very happy to see that. And it's kind of made me applaud her a little bit even more than I already did. Cause I'm like, thank you for stepping up to the plate and using your voice.
And I still remember that first time SNL came on during the pandemic when we were all so broken and on lockdown. And they did that episode where they did it from their
apartments. Yeah.
And it was talking about being emotional and grateful. That was just like the first little step we had of something back towards normal. And I'll never forget when she was using, what was she using? Pencils or something, being RBG,
doing the workout.
She's acting like she's doing a workout with little pencils and she's in a sweatsuit and she's in her house. I mean, like that episode, which looking back is crazy, but we were in such a fragile place to see them.
That we were
from
like,
their
this
homes,
is great.
Make jokes where the cameras weren't even actually legit. They didn't have props. Like that gave us everything we needed. Agreement. Lockdown life, remember?
Oh, I don't ever want it to happen again.
I don't think it will. We've learned that people aren't very willing to
lockdown.
Give up anything.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll anything. Be fine. Anything. I did start kickball again.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So sporty of you.
We had two games last week.
Oh, wow.
I scored a point.
Oh, my gosh.
And I slid into a base.
This is your second season, right? Or is it your third?
Third.
Your second summer, right?
Second summer, okay. Yeah.
So you're really coming back a star your return year.
Well, I joined a new team.
Okay. Did they know they were bringing in a scorer?
Is that what no. I was shocked I got a point as well. And I did slide into a base.
Why?
On accident.
Oh, okay.
This is not as athletic sounding of a story as it sounded to the headline.
I just couldn't picture you saying
the story.
I'm willing to slide into this base to not get out. I could picture you going, I guess I'm out.
Yeah. So the field had a little bit of a dip. So headline is Travis slid into a base. Here's the actual story. This is why you have to read the story. There was a little divot.
Oh no.
In the field and
critter sabotaging.
And my right foot went down.
Okay.
Into the divot.
Okay.
And I was running. I actually run really fast. Like I don't talk, like that's a weird thing to tell people. Like I run really fast, but I do run really fast.
Okay.
And so,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because I don't run a lot, but if I do run.
You're capable.
Yes. Yes. And so
it's good to know if we ever need to escape somewhere.
Escape something. Yes.
Thank you for sharing that.
I'll probably leave you.
I'll be like, Travis, take this, go take the evidence, whatever this little crime scene mystery scenario
that'll
is.
Be perfect.
Yeah.
And so it made me like kind of lose my balance.
Okay.
And I was like, if you just run and try to straighten up your back a little bit, you might be able to get caught back up.
Right.
And so I ran, I kind of ran
like
even
accelerating?
Accelerated because I thought that was going to help.
Uh-huh.
It didn't. And so then I was like, okay, I think I can actually still make it to the base. And as long as you run through what they call the safety base, you're safe.
Okay.
You don't have to stay on the base.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one that's like that. All the other ones you have to get on the base and stay on the base.
Okay.
But that one you can run through. And I was like, if I can just run through it, I'll be safe. Even if I fall, it's fine. I knew I was going down. So I thought, okay, just slide a little bit and you'll be fine. I did. My hip was a little torn up, scratches and bruises.
Also, we're old, so I'd feel like I'd be like, I'm not going to be able to get back up.
Yeah. Well, then I kind of was like, I kind of like did this with my hand. I'm like just patting around on the ground because I'm
looking for the base.
Looking for the base because I'm facing the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
And so my arm's behind my head and I'm just patting around and I can't find it.
So you're laying on the ground, kind of flailing your arms, but really you're just looking for the base.
Yeah. And then somebody tagged me.
Oh no. How rude.
And when I turned around, I was maybe like 3 inches from the base.
So sad.
So I was like, oh.
Every other time, weren't you afraid to run? Because now you know there's a little divot in there somewhere.
Because I paid attention to the divot.
Oh,
and then I missed the divot. And then the other time, I only kicked 3 times in that game.
Okay.
That one I fell. Then the next time I got a point. The next time, there's somebody called, like, I guess the same as, most of the positions are the same as baseball. So there's like the shortstop, the person who stands behind you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that what they're called?
I mean, the shortstop is
the
between
catcher.
Two bases.
Sorry, the catcher. So the catcher. And so the catcher got the ball and wanted to get me out.
Oh.
And instead of throwing it at the first baseman, mm-hmm. he just chased me, which you're allowed to do in kickball.
Okay, weird though.
But I was like, this would be more efficient if you just
You're running after me.
First baseman. So I, because I was like, I don't want to get out, I just started making these weird like shapes.
zigzagging down the field.
Down the field. And somebody's like, well, how are you doing? I was like, he's not doing anything and I don't want to get out.
Right.
Well, meanwhile, the bases were pretty much loaded.
Oh my
gosh. So they weren't paying attention.
So then he ran away from the
home plate and everyone went home and I'm just like,
oh my
basically
gosh.
Being the clown distraction. And so amazing. I bet they did get me out. And then I was like, I'm sorry I got out. And the one guy was like, we all got to the home plate. So that's fine. You just do that every time.
They say that there's some wild animals that if they're chasing you in nature, you should zigzag to kind of throw them off.
That's so what I was doing.
You use your instincts there. Yeah. That was
and
well
I
done.
Thought, so now I know my role is be the silly clown to first base. To distract you from everyone going home.
And then all the people score.
Yeah.
Did you all win?
We did.
Good job.
We won both of our games.
Good job. I hate sport competition so much. So when I have to do something like that in forced situations, all I think about is, God, I hope I don't have to go up more than once. Oh my God, not again, not again, not again. So I would not like having to go three times. I spend a lot of my time hoping to not go back up.
Yeah.
Stressful.
It is stressful. You know what else is stressful?
A lot of things. Do you want me to start listing?
No, I was just going to say having an empty beverage.
Okay.
We should get a beverage and then finish this in a part
good.
Two.
I think that's a better idea than me listing every stressor because then you might start listing your stressors.
And then this podcast gets sad real fast.
The listeners would start thinking about their stressors.
Yeah.
And then they'd have ours and theirs.
Nobody
and
needs that.
We don't need that. There's a lot of stressors. We won't name them.
We won't name them. And part two, we're going to be talking about some adventures we've been having.
Oh, that's fun.
So we'll come back
we'll
for
back.
Some adventures.
Part two next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics, and let's brunch again soon.
This has been a Popjoy Media production.